One of the things we as Catholics have to be careful of is this very passage of Scripture, which warns us to be careful of acting like the Pharisee, which sometimes we do, especially when we, you know, say, consider ourselves a little bit, you know, well, we're trying, we start saying to ourselves, you know, I make offerings to the church, and I come to Sunday Mass, and, you know, I do all these works of charity, and look at that scoundrel over there. He doesn't do anything, and that bum on the street, and this other over here who's stealing from everyone, and we start looking down on everybody else. And it's like, to whom much is given, much is expected. Maybe that ought to, like, get us to think a little bit about how we ought to consider what others are doing compared to ourselves. We know more, so the little faults that we commit pain our Lord more than the one who might be doing horrendous crimes, but they don't know God. They don't really know what His will is. Yeah, we're not the ones to sit in judgment on our neighbor and say, well, this one's going to hell, and thinking, well, I'm certainly destined for heaven. Oh, it's nice you put yourself there, but we hope that you're right. We should never do this. We should never just confidently think, you know, I'm absolutely certain of heaven. Well, we should hope. We need to really hope. It needs to be a real hope. We should really hope for heaven. We should never lose that discouragement. You should never let the devil discourage us to lose our hope for heaven. This is what hope is all about, supernatural hope is all about, is that I really hope for heaven. And the ground should be that I'm trying. That's what the signs of that, I says, well, Lord, you know, I know I'm a terrible sinner. You know, I'm more like the tax collector. Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner. You know, and then we can say, you know, but Lord, I'm trying. You know, I'm helping these people out and being charitable. I'm turning around praying, and, you know, you can go over the list. But the other thing is to avoid praying to ourselves. This is the other mistake of the Pharisee. You know, he talks about the two people. And the Pharisee took up his position and spoke this prayer, not to God, but to himself. He's talking to God, as it were, but the talking to God is in quotes. He starts out, oh God. Sounds like he's talking to God, but our Lord knows the heart. He's talking to himself. It's really what you want to call self-righteous. You know, he doesn't need God to tell him that he's righteous. He himself has already decided he's righteous. So he doesn't need God. What do you need God for? You know, you think you do everything right. It's not a good position to be in. In fact, it puts a big question mark where you really end up. Because one of the problems with this type of self-righteousness is we very much, without even realizing, can fall into the idea that we're very much like the one that goes and prays on the street corner. We're receiving all the rewards in our life because, you know, I want people to view me this way. This is how I want everyone to see me, and everyone sees me that way. But my heart's not really with God. It's really just trying to present myself well to everybody else. But otherwise, you know, I'm doing what I want to do, making myself look good. And everybody thinks that. That's what I really want. I want everyone to think I'm such a nice guy, nice person, whatever. It's got to be for real. God looks into the heart. He doesn't look just at the externals. And that's what's you know, got to be conformed. And we mustn't be discouraged, because sometimes, you know, this is a problem too with Catholics, is we have a tendency to look around. We're trying everything, and we're just getting it left and right. You know, we're just getting beaten to a pulp. Is that here? I am trying to do everything right, and I just feel like, I was like, what do I got, a bullseye on myself? Is there a great big bullseye right here? You can't go hit someone else. Well, you know, this is from the book of Sirach. He talks a little bit, and he's not the only one who talks about it. We mustn't be discouraged when we see ourselves suffering, when we see everyone else prosper. You know, the wicked prosper. They have no concern about the morrow. They have no concern about heaven or hell. They're not thinking about these things. They don't care. You know, they sleep easy. I'm like, you know, am I going to make it? Well, that's, you know, that real concern. If it's not a anxiety that's unhealthy, meaning that you're just like wringing your hands, like, oh, I don't know how I'm going to be saved. try to do something that might help you to have hope in heaven, at least by praying and doing whatever you can. You know, God knows our weakness, but we need to wait for the promise. Even though we see the wicked and everything, you know, it seems like the wicked prosper. You know, you look at what's going on in today's world, you say, well, certainly doesn't seem like we're doing too well. As far as, but what about what happened with our Lord? 3 years with his apostles, right? 3 years with his apostles training them. You know, our Lord himself trained them. And when they came to the test, well, the only one that made it was the one that ran to his mother. All the others, you know, they ran away and they left him. He had to spend 40 days to encourage them, get them back on track. They didn't believe anything. It's all, you know, you're a ghost. You couldn't have risen from the dead. Well, touch me. Put your hand. Feel me. Watch me eat. He had to spend 40 days convincing them, even at his ascension, 50 days. Some still didn't believe, says Scripture. Some still doubted, even after 50 days. But we must never be discouraged, because the Lord recognizes we have to keep trying. Only he who perseveres to the end shall be saved. We'll continue, you know, as we go through these the liturgy's coming now to its end, as it were, the liturgical year. It's the 30th Sunday of ordinary time. You only got four more Sundays, and so you start hearing all that big long word, whatever that means, right? Eschatology, whatever that is. The four last things, yeah, whatever that is. Death, judgment, heaven, and hell. These are the, you know, the things that we start to, this is what we're reflecting on. Why do I keep trying? Why do I never give, shouldn't, and never give up and keep trying? And I fail and I go, well, what do you expect? I can't do it without God. We can't do it without God's help. But he wants us to do our best. We can't just sit in our lounge chair thinking, well, God will do everything. Lord, I can't do anything, so you're going to just have to do everything for me. It's like, try that with your mom and dad. See how but I can't work, Dad. Says in Scripture, you won't work, don't eat. That's what St. Anthony of the Desert told the brother who decided it was more important to pray. He didn't need anything. His food was prayer. So St. Anthony said, oh, that's nice. Very good. So he said, he didn't want to disturb the brother's recollection, so all the bells stopped in the convent, and eventually the brother got hungry and he started seeking. I said, when do you guys eat? Oh, we didn't want to disturb your recollection. We know that, you know, prayer is your food, so we left you to pray. We've already eaten. We who worked have already eaten. Anyway, he left. St. Francis would call him Brother Gadfly, the one who leeches off, you know, the brothers who are doing all the work, as it were, the labor that God wants. This is, God expects us to do our part. If we do our part, then we should confidently have hope. He is faithful. We're not so faithful, but he is faithful. We may fail. We may break faith. God will never break faith. If we do our part, he will do his. No matter how many times we fall, no matter how many times we find we're weak, to get up, pick up our cross, and follow him generously. And just because the cross is something you don't like, and just because you go, Lord, I accept this cross, doesn't mean you're going to like it. That's the offering. It does make it slightly, just a little bit easier when you're at least willing to accept it, because then you're not screaming and yelling, refusing it, saying it's impossible. And you begin to accept it. And that acceptance is what suddenly wins God's grace to make it possible to bear it and carry it, because we're doing our part in trying. Let us also turn to Our Lady and have confidence when we feel discouraged and maybe feel that our Heavenly Father is a little hard on us, to turn to her and ask her help. She who is a mother, who even was there when our Lord himself carried his own cross, surely she will be with her and his children as well. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.